Good Friday morning. The last In Focus of 2017, and what a way to go out on In Focus here in 2017. I have the distinct honor of co-hosting with Dave Lewis and having a goodbye hour with my boss, our news director, Kathy Dawes.
Yes, it's a strange one, and I'm not used to being on this side of the microphone, and I've discovered why my guests have trouble with their sliding chairs. It took me a while to get situated here. I'm not used to being in this position, and it's a little uncomfortable, a little out of my comfort zone, but we'll give it a whirl.
So just, you just finished your last newscast a little bit ago. Mm-hmm. I know Dave asked you to write after. You've had about 15 minutes since.
Right.
Has it kind of soaked in a little bit?
It's starting to soak in quite a bit. Yeah, it's starting to hit me as I hear from several different people throughout the community. I can't thank everyone enough for some of the kind words that they've shared, and kind of a blur really at this point, but I've reminisced quite a bit. I'm remembering some highlights over the years, and, you know, where do we start?
Where do we start? I guess the beginning, right? What was your first job in this business?
I started out in Jacksonville, Florida, interestingly. Of course, I went to that other school. I went to that other school that we don't like to mention here in Manhattan, but that's where I ended up, ended up going to Jacksonville, Florida for my very first job, WAPE, worked with a guy named the Grease Man, which opened the eyes of a little 20-year-old Kansan. I mean, he was a shock jock, very much like Wolfman. And, uh-huh. And
now, Wolfman's never really a shock jock, but Howard Stern, and he was there. He was a real...
Right.
He was cutting edge for shock jock entertainment.
And I was night news editor, so I had rather strange hours, as many of us do in broadcasting. When you start out, you don't really get to pick your hours too much. You work whenever you can. So I go in about 10 o'clock at night and do editing and production till 2 or 3 in the morning. And sometimes I got to be the street reporter and got to go downtown and send things in via phone line. Is the way we used to do it back then. Things have changed a lot. This would have been 76, 77.
So if you're phoning it in, were you going to a phone booth?
We actually had a devoted line at City Hall in Jacksonville that we were able to use. And then it was set up so that automatically it would go on a reel-to-reel. And so the night news editor's job was to go in and put everything on carts from the reel-to-reel.
I've always heard about the reel-to-reel and the carts from a lot of folks here since I've been here in Manhattan broadcasting. And coming here before, working at the newspaper, a little more old school, so I guess I could have been pretty used to the reel-to-reel thing.
Little known fact, it's a dinosaur art, but I was very adept at editing with reel-to-reel. When I was in college, everyone praised me. I was good at doing all the little splices and cuts and gluing it together. And
I was just going to ask if
that
actually
included
scissors.
I was very good at that.
You really had that.
Well, you had razors.
Oh, razors
is what
you
would have, and so I was very good at that. I remember actually doing a series for college about my dad's company in Atchison, and talking about gluten. Back then, people didn't know what gluten was, and you know, so it was interesting. But I had to do a lot of that kind of editing for that particular story. But
how long would that take? Say a 2-minute sort of story if you're editing that and clipping that together, how long would that usually take?
Well, it could take, it depends on how much you wanted to fine-tune it and how careful you were being, but you could do it in a half an hour.
Oh, wow.
Although if there were several different cuts, it would take longer than that, true.
Nothing like a razor blade and some tape to put together a...
Right, little tiny pieces of tape, right.
A little easier now.
Right. I do remember covering Bob Dole as a young little Kansas reporter in Jacksonville, Florida. And he came in, and I think he was a vice presidential candidate, late 70s. And, of course, I bragged everyone about how I knew Bob Dole from, you know, my folks in Kansas and from being in Kansas. And went out and interviewed him, all proud of myself, and got back to the station. I had no audio.
Oh, really?
So that's where my rule always with new reporters, I say, always check before you leave a location to be sure you have audio. And if you don't, then you can fix it while you're right on site. And I do still teach folks that way. Mm-hmm. So
so when you're recording, like now we have Marantz is usually one of the big brands in this business that's a recorder, and obviously a digital recorder of what we use now. What type of recorder did you have to run around with back then?
I really do remember cassettes were starting to make themselves known. I had talked to someone, Lyle Butler, the other day, said he had a tiny reel-to-reel he had to take out. I don't really remember that.
And there, for a while, were microcassettes, you know, later on.
Right.
Those were commonly used in phone answering machines, and they became quite useful in broadcast. But cassettes were the thing that I used to have. But I know that there were some small reel-to-reel recorders before the days of cassette.
Right.
Eight tracks never made the broadcast booths.
We had alligator clips. If you needed to phone something in, you would use little alligator clips and open up the phone and hook it on. And there were all kinds of little tricks of the trade back in the day.
So what did you have to do to really be really be efficient and just on task? Because now, like, things are so easy. We probably take a lot of it for granted right now.
Oh, yes.
What was some of the tricks that you had to really make sure that things were as efficient as possible?
Well, some things remain the same. When you would go to a meeting, you would think, I want that particular clip, and you would mark, I mean, just like I do very much now with tracks, it's so many minutes in. With a cassette, you kind of look at where it was and try to remember basically where that was located. I mean, there still were a lot of little tricks that you could use that way, too. But
so Jacksonville was where it started. What after Jacksonville?
Okay, after Jacksonville, Oklahoma City would have probably been next. And I did do a little bit of freelancing for my hometown, Atchison. I did some reports on industry in Atchison during one of the breaks. But Oklahoma City, I worked for the Oklahoma News Network and KTOK, worked there for a year. While I actually had a child there and was working part-time. But I remember the gas shortage was a big issue when I was there. And the interesting thing about the Oklahoma News Network, when you made a mistake, you know, 50-some stations across the state heard that mistake. So it was a little bit of pressure, but a lot of fun.
Brady Bowman here with Dave Lewis and Kathy Dawes for the last time on the K-Man Airwaves on this edition of In Focus. If you want to send any well wishes to Kathy, or think, Dave, you posted a picture of Kathy doing her last newscast. It's on her Facebook page.
Well, it wasn't a last newscast, but it was earlier this morning.
Yeah.
And we encourage people to send well wishes to the K-Man Facebook page or send it to her email, Kathy@newsradiokman.com.
And we do have a phone call. Let Dave take care of that. And I'm sure it's some more well wishes for you, Kathy. And are we ready to roll? All right. Caller, you are on
In Focus. Time listener.
Hello.
Well, let me push the right buttons.
There we go.
There we go. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave and Kathy and another interviewer. I just want to wish Kathy well. I'm a Luther, and I'm a friend of Dave Lewis's, and that makes me a friend of Kathy Dawes, too. And I know she has lots of hobbies that she'll do, and I'm really going to miss her accuracy in news and interviewing and the way her and Dave have learned to batter back and forth a little bit, and sometimes she just is silent when he gives her something she can't handle, I think. But I wish her well in retirement, and I know I'm going to miss her, so good luck in retirement, Kathy.
Thank you so much. That means a great deal.
I have no idea what she's referring to.
When you get the silent treatment, yeah. There's times that there's no words.
I suppose that's true.
It's a little bit like when my husband tells a bad joke, you know, I'll just kind of let it sit there and not say much.
Just let it simmer for a little bit.
No comment comes to mind.
Let the joke teller think about it for a second.
Exactly.
And we have another phone call. Caller, you are on In Focus. Go right ahead.
This will be a familiar voice for you, Kathy.
Hello, this is Laura Thomas, but I assume K-Man knows me as Laura Monsanto. So, hi, Kathy.
Hi, Laura. Been a long time.
Yeah, I wanted to call in. For people who don't know, I started at K-Man almost exactly 6 years ago, and I was there for a little over 3.5 years, and Kathy was a wonderful boss, and she became a mentor and an advocate for my success, and ultimately a friend, and whenever she was on vacation, I have memories of her still texting us and emailing us, asking us questions about stories, and telling us she was listening, and that we were doing great, and I just feel like that shows her love for the job and what she does, and she was always just wonderful to work with, and I feel like media are often criticized for what we do, and we're sometimes blamed for things, and when we cover investigative stories that are sometimes sensitive, but I feel like Kathy was never questioned about things like that, because she genuinely cares about what she does, and she genuinely cares about you know, what she's reporting on and who she's reporting on, so I have so many great stories and memories of working with Kathy, but she's just a wonderful leader, reporter, and I really wish you well in retirement, and I hope you can relax and enjoy it.
Well, and Laura, I remember, of course, all your work with Riley County Commission. You did a lot of work in that regard, and of course, the everyday stuff as well. You and I were very much alike in the way we kind of organized things, and some, you know, it was interesting at times. You had a little more energy than me at times, perhaps, but it was always a great deal of fun to work with you. As you said, I think we also became friends, and that's important too.
Yes, we did. I was going to say Kathy was even a friend beyond the newsroom because she even helped my now husband plan the proposal for me. He proposed in Atchison, where she's from, so she helped set all that up, and I'm forever thankful for that because it was wonderful.
Got the chamber folks involved. I think a picture was even taken down by the river. Is that correct?
Yep, that's correct. Yeah.
Down by the Missouri River. Got your haunted tour in. That's another way that Laura and I were very much alike. We kind of liked strange haunted type things and spooky stuff. Yeah.
Laura, terrific to hear from you.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Thanks a lot, Laura.
And one of the things that Laura touched base on here, and I think that this is something that we don't see enough of in this industry, is your unbiased approach to reporting. Talk about a credit to the word integrity, because you define that word.
And I've always been a pretty objective person. Mm-hmm. I attribute a lot of that. I was in debate speech, and there's always two sides to every story, and I truly do believe that.
We have another voice from the past. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Manhattan. How are we?
Oh, Mr. Liker.
Yes.
I know that voice anywhere.
I am glad that you are in this seat, because when I was in your seat, you made me cry multiple times. So if you don't cry, I'm going to be thoroughly disappointed in you, Kathy.
Well, I've come close a few times today. It's like, as I was telling Dave, when I sing sometimes, I will allow my emotions to take over, and you've got to be very careful of that. So I'm trying to keep a rein on it, Aaron, but it's pretty difficult.
I pulled my eyes out, so no one will look as bad as I did. So you can shed a few tears, and you'll be okay.
But you're still in the business.
I'm still in the business. In fact, I'm in the studio right now. We're in a commercial break on the station that I now run and part owner of. So there you go.
Wow.
Aaron actually started out as one of my employees and then ended up becoming my boss. So
Laura just said, there's probably no more consummate professional in broadcasting in Manhattan than Kathy. It was great to learn from her. Started out as a news reporter when I was an undergrad, when I went into grad school. Dave, you can never retire, because that I will feel compelled to repeat history. So you need to stay for as long as you need to. But then worked with her, and then, morning show, and then eventually PD. But there's no more disturbing call, at least in mine, because when I started and took over for Dave, it was 2005, and I was still in graduate school. There's nothing more alarming than Kathy knowing that if I'm not there by 5:49, she's got to call and wake me up, so I'm there by the post at 5:58.
It's not just me.
It's not just you. So she knew what time I had to be there and what time she had to call in the event I was still asleep, that I could get there by the post. So that was always fun. But there's no one more professional that would be there super early in the morning. It's not necessarily the best hours, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy your sleep, Kathy. There are a couple of stories that I do want to tell.
Oh, please do. Yes.
Number one, and this might get me in trouble or get you in trouble. But when we first started, and I started hosting the morning show, that was when you had finally decided, after Michael had passed, that you were ready to start dating again. And life was, you said, you know what, let's get out there a little bit. Two stories on that.
Okay.
First of all, we have a lot of men come in to the studio for In Focus, but you had all the married people, the Lyle Butlers, the Ron Fears, all those people are all married. But Kathy one day looked down and noticed there wasn't a finger ring on a certain finger of a man that was actually working at the competition at the time, named Ken Scroggs. And so at that time, she started getting a little bit interested.
Hope Ranch. She came in to talk about Hope Ranch.
Now they're married. But early in their relationship, this is where I'm going to get myself into trouble.
No, you won't.
Kathy had a lot of admirers. Obviously, she did a great job. And there was
who the other person was.
Okay,
that'll
maybe
you
will
trouble.
Get yourself into trouble.
785-537-1350 is the number to call.
Mr. Ken knows that. Ken might be a little upset with me right
now. I think he's aware of it. But
they had just started dating. Ken and her had just started dating, and there was another gentleman that wanted her affections, and he had sent her a dozen roses, too. So the newsroom was full of flowers that morning.
Never smelled better.
It never smelled better.
I got a lot of teasing about that one.
A woman that never actually got an office, either, with that newsroom not actually having a door to it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was always a lot of fun. She worked her tail off. She made me work my tail off, and just being around her made me a better broadcaster. I'll never forget all the times that we got up and got around, and all those early morning phone calls working for her, and, of course, having the opportunity to work with her more closely when we did the morning show, and even flopped the format of the morning show so I could work closer with her. But it's a sad day for Manhattan. It's a happy day for you, but I know what you mean to that community. I was very much a part of being able to ride your coattails for many, many years. And Manhattan, I know everyone at KMAN will continue to do an amazing job, but there will be a major hole to fill for many years. And, Kathy, I wish you the best. Obviously, we'll stay in touch on Facebook. But best of luck today, and please shed some tears to make me look like a little more professional.
Getting close there. And, of course, Aaron actually got the co-anchoring on the news. That's when we started that concept. So that truly was a pleasure.
Yeah. I decided I wanted to work harder in the morning instead of easier. I don't know what was about that one.
Yeah, thanks for that continuing. Yeah. Hey, Aaron, I'm glad you brought up the story about her and Ken, because I remember when Ken was a guest. I remember when Ken was a guest that day on In Focus, and as soon as the show was over, and I've known Ken for a long time, Kathy came in the studio and says, "So, what do you know about Ken?"
Yep.
And, you know, I don't know what happened from there. But apparently
I contacted him
just
for
worked.
Coffee to talk about Hope Ranch. My family had been involved in horses, and
there you go.
One thing led to another.
Now you know a lot about Ken.
Yeah.
You know a lot, and apparently that initial little coffee date has led to you running the thing. So it's worked out good for you. But much congratulations, much love, and everyone here, my family, wishing you the best, and hopefully I'll make it to Manhattan and we can have coffee, although there's no expectation of marriage.
Say hi to Monica and the family. I'd have good stories about you, too, but we won't go there.
Those that picture of you got two kids now.
Yes.
Yes, two of them.
Bennett. And
Bennett will be four in February. All he wanted for Christmas was a tractor and a semi. He is not happy that I'm not in farming anymore. And my daughter, Elizabeth, just turned a year in September. She's 15 months old and refuses to walk. She can, but she won't. So it's kind of
funny. That's not necessarily a bad deal.
But yeah, life's great and enjoying everything. And now you can do all the fun things you ever wanted, Kathy.
Sounds good.
Aaron Liker, thanks for the call this morning. We need to take a break, and then we have another call, and we've got a few other calls coming through. So it's going to be busy with phone calls. We do have some that are prearranged. We've had a couple of those already. So please, if you have messages for Kathy, we ask you to submit them to her email, Kathy@newsradiokman.com, or put them on our